Seka Nompondo says the High Court ruling was wrong and unfortunate. The warrant has, however, been stayed until Zuma's next court appearance on the 6th of May. It was issued after Zuma failed to appear in court in the Pietermaritzburg High Court on corruption charges. He's facing charges relating to the 1990s arms deal involving French company Thales. His lawyers presented a sick note, which the court did not accept, citing discrepancies. Nompondo has warned the judiciary to act with caution.
The courts in our country, I think they must learn that the stability of our country is important for everybody. And it is quite important that the decisions they make do not generate or and start something that in the future and even now cannot be controlled.
A 53-year-old man has been sentenced to an 8-year jail term for 11 counts of fraud amounting to 108 million rand. Gerrit Crowther was sentenced by the East London Regional Court for impersonating an Eskom and Buffalo City employee, claiming to install devices which would reduce electricity consumption. He was arrested by the Hawks in June 2018 in the Western Cape. Provincial Hawks spokesperson Annelise Ntakani says Crowther never installed the devices.
He marketed and sold his services to businesses in the Buffalo City area for an amount ranging from 3,000 to 60,000. However, in reality, Crowther did not install a device, but rather tampered with electricity meters. Consequently, the municipality lost approximately 180 million as a result of this crime.
The administrator of the passenger rail agency PRASA, Bongisizwe Mpondo, says one of the problems facing PRASA is a lack of system controls and missing documents required to exercise discipline. Mpondo, who was accompanied by Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula, said this during his briefing to public money watchdog SCOPA in Parliament. They appeared before the committee to explain the challenges facing PRASA. The rail agency is currently without a board, and Mpondo only has 1 year to hold the fort at PRASA.
On the systems and control failures, there's very little or no proper keeping of records. We struggled to find, you know, a lot of documents, and I think the last session you had here was a case in point. I'll talk to this matter later when I talk to some of the disciplinary cases where you've got instances or files that we actually need to use to exercise discipline have gone missing. Very important files for that matter.
The family of anti-apartheid activist and union organizer Neil Agut says today has been a very emotional day at his death inquest hearing in Joburg. Today marks exactly 38 years since Agut died at the then John Forster Square police station. He was found hanging in his cell on the 5th of February 1982. His family has rejected police claims that he committed suicide. His sister, Jill Berger. Indeed.